I'm going to say something really important before we take a few final calls for Richard Boot, and I'm going to co-host Matt Bragg and come up with huge news. Former Navy SEAL, really smart geopolitical terrorism expert. When I said we have withstood the CIA, FBI, DOJ, their biggest law firms, I've never been an arrogant person. I've never talked with me. It's been God, but God works through you. It is the listeners supporting us. It's the only reason we made it through this long, okay? And so we continue on, but just I want to thank you all. When you call and thank me, please don't thank me. I want to fight. Thank you for keeping me in the fight. I really appreciate that because I don't fear anything but defeat. And we're winning together. And Trump got us so far. We got populism rising worldwide. We're winning. And that's why the globalists want a full war, because they're desperate, because they're losing power. So just remember that. Remember, it's the big picture and it's the long game. Trevor in Canada, you're on the air with Victor Boot. Go ahead.
It is a complete honor to talk to you. I've been listening to you for probably 20 years now. And in times like these, you're a beacon of light, my brother.
That's right. Well, what's your question or comment?
Well, I just kind of wanted to say, is this just a complete smokescreen for Epstein? Because it seemed like Epstein was blowing up, and then this kind of happened, what, a couple weeks later?
I mean, I think that's in part of it, but no, Israel wanted this for 20-plus years, 40 with Netanyahu. It's part of a larger geopolitical strategy. Lindsey Graham said it's about the petrodollar. So I think that is the impetus with Trump, but I don't think that's everything. Victor Boot, what do you think?
Well, absolutely, yeah, because if to say just to cover up Epstein files, yeah, for Israel, they don't care about Epstein files. It doesn't really, you know, touch them or create any political implication. It's most probably for the America or for Europe, where it was really shaking the ground so heavily and so many people being involved, you know. And, of course, which happened, it's a big win. At least they now have a sigh of relief. Oh, my gosh, we finally get off the hook for now. And that's why, we can't exclude that this was a smoke and mirror to really get away from Epstein files' attention. But it's not only the one reason. There is a several more other reasons also important, which is causing, which we're seeing right now.
That's right. Final call. And then we're going to shift gears. Ted wants to ask the most important question. Well, go ahead and ask it. What is the off-ramp? Go ahead, Ted.
Yeah, the most important thing to me is the off-ramp for Trump, and that's what everybody ought to be talking about. And to me, he ought to follow Nixon's lead in Vietnam after we lost over 50,000 troops and go home. And we did the same thing in Afghanistan. We went home. And if we don't go home, or if we do go home, Trump's ratings will go through the sky. And to me, there's no other remedy than
no,
to
I
go
agree.
Home.
He's declared victory but not stopped it. Declare victory and shut it down.
Exactly. And his ratings will go sky high.
Great question. Anything else, Ted?
No, that's it, because there's no other off-ramp, and this is going to descend into hell.
Thank you, sir. Victor, comments on that?
Well, unfortunately, this is an American tradition. They need to exhaust all wrong options before nothing else left, and they do the one right one. You know, as he said, just quit, just, you know, go home. But I think there is something still left in there, you know, war box that they have to use, as I said, unfortunately. But, you know, we see it in Afghanistan, we saw it in Iraq, we saw it in Vietnam. And this is
and
a damn
thing.
And we saw
it with the Russians in Afghanistan. I mean, it's just, you got to know when to pull out.
Well, the Russian presence in Afghanistan had, a little bit different, you know, connotation and historical background. First of all,
no, I know the CIA attacked. I know that overthrew an attack. That was, right. You know.
Yeah, but you see, Afghanistan for Russia, we did our lessons out of Afghanistan. And right now, despite, whatever past, we have a very decent relation with Afghanistan, and Russia actually recognized the Taliban government, and there is a lot of economical ties going on. There is often Taliban delegation coming to Moscow.
No, that's a good thing. Well, let's pray for peace. Try to shut this down. You're going to be back
let's
on.
Pray for peace.
You're going to be back on next Tuesday. Thank you for your time. Real Victor
Thank
Boot
you.
On X. Thank you, Victor.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Power, let me say bye to you. Now, Matt Bragg has got huge news. He's a real geopolitical expert. Coming up, stay with us. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. That was Victor Boot. All on X.